Maynard Meyer for Q92, and with us in the studios today, we have Joanne Abramowski and Kathy Nelson, who are with the FLY program, the backpack program, as it's known. It's food for learning youth, but I don't want to tell you too much about it because I want to leave something for them to talk about today. And welcome to the studios here.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, for those who may not know, just what is the FLY program.
The FLY program was started in January of 2019, and this is food that we share at the we store it at the Madison Marietta Nassau School. This is where we pack up meals for kids for the weekends when they are out of school. They sometimes don't have quite enough food at home, so we like to share extra food for them for the weekends to have to on hand to eat.
Yeah, I think people might be surprised just how many kids there are that are out there that don't get the nutrition they need or don't have really have anything. Their folks maybe are working or whatever and starting around, and this kind of helps them through the weekend.
That's right.
Right, yep.
All right. And how did this program get started?
It was started through the ministerial. They requested that we look into it, and so we started looking into it in 2019. And, okay. Of course, it takes a while to get everything organized, so that's right. How we got started.
All right. Well, why don't you talk a little bit about the mechanics of the whole thing, Kathy?
Well, we get together usually Thursday mornings, and we have the food all down the basement at the school in Madison, and we have it all shelved and stuff. And in each bag, we set it on a table, and they each get two breakfasts, which a lot of times we have cereal or oatmeal or... those are the most things that we use. And then we put out two lunches, and we have like mac and cheese, Chef Boyardee meals, chicken noodle soup.
Complete
meals, ramen noodles. Yeah. And then we also do two snacks, and that varies. We have goldfish, and we have raisins, we have pudding, we have Jell-O,
crispy bars,
a lot of different things. And then we do two kinds of fruit, and they're in those little containers, so they aren't very heavy. They're not on a glass or anything. We get them through the school. And then we also do shelf milk and two kinds of juice, and that's usually what's in our bag every time. Then we walk around the table, and we like the Jubilee bags, so if anybody ever wants to get rid of any bags, we need the Jubilee bags to bag them up in.
Where can they bring those if they have
them? Can either bring them...
to the food shelf or otherwise even at my house.
Okay, yeah, well, or Joanne.
They can even drop them off over here at the radio station, yep, as far as that goes. Yep. We're kind of the drop-off point for just about everything else, so we'd make
good.
Sure we get them to you. Sure.
A lot of the other bags are way too thin, like the Walmart ones and all them. They're too thin. They just bust when we... put the stuff in there, and then we fill them up, and then we put them in these totes, and then the main office comes and gets the stuff, and then they sneak them in the backpack so other kids don't know. But I think the kids who get it do brag about it because they like the food, so they'll say, oh, I got my food, so I'm so happy for it and stuff. And this is not based on an income, it's for anybody. So I think a lot of people think that, you know, you have to be on a certain income. You do not. You can be anybody. If you feel like you want this program, it's open to anybody. So, you know, you can sign up through the school if you want it. So,
okay.
And that's usually what we do. And then if it's a long weekend, like if they have Monday or Friday off, then we will do an extra day. But 3 days is our limit because otherwise then it gets too heavy. We try and stay between 5 and 6 pounds, the bag, so it's not so heavy for the kids to carry. So.
Okay. How about if somebody knows of a kid who could use it? Can you sign somebody else up, or does it have to be, you know, sign yourself up, or how does that work?
I think the parents have to approve. Because I know up at school up here, I know that... Mr. Stender has said there's a few kids who could probably do it, but some people are proud and they don't want to. But it has nothing to do with that. It's it's good food.
Not a handout. It's just a
It's
assistance
just
help of people who need it. Yeah.
That's right. Yep. So.
Okay. Now, how can people get involved if somebody does want to be part of the FLY program?
Right now, we have just only so many of us because we kind of know what to do, so it doesn't take long. And if we are short, we'll probably, ask them to help us out if it's necessary.
Okay. So maybe they're interested. They give you a call and
get
right. their number down. And when you need help, if you need help. And of course, now monetarily, they can always be helpful, right?
That's
right. Right now, we do need some monetary help. We try and keep around $14,000 to help us. At the beginning of the school year, when we do our shopping, we spend a lot of money because usually we try and get the shelves bare by the end of the year, school year. And last year was kind of messed up because of COVID. So we stopped for a while and then we restarted and stuff. But
Yeah, COVID kind of changed the way a lot of things operate. So we're kind of getting back to normal a little bit now, whatever normal may be.
Yeah, we are.
That's good.
So
the cost is about $4.50 a bag. So
and
we don't want no food donations. We just prefer the money to, and they can give that to Karen Moen. She is our treasurer.
Okay, and you can find her right down at United Prairie Bank. Her office just inside the front door there, so easy to find.
Yep.
Okay.
And at the half of the year, we do the fifth and sixth grade out at Lac Parle. So then that is more. So then, you know, we usually have a lot more at that time. We did that the first part of the year this year, and now Appleton is doing it the second half of this year.
Okay.
So each year we just divide up the year where we each do out there. And that's probably about as equal as many kids as what we have in Madison. Mm-hmm. So it adds up. It's close to 50. Kids.
Appleton and Madison are two separate programs.
Yes,
is that right? I know they kind of started off first, I think.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they started out before we did. But
yes.
Okay. So if somebody wants to write a check or something out, who would they make that out to? Fly program.
Or backpack program.
Backpack. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure it would cash it either way, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And it's great. It's a great program. And do you have any idea? Maybe you mentioned how many kids are how many meals did you say you pack up every week?
In Madison MMN right now, we're doing 24.
Okay.
And that fluctuates. You know, sometimes people leave, people come in. So Sharon is very good at letting us know. Usually I'll text me and say, okay, we need this much more, or we don't need this many. And when we get the other out at Lac Parle, that's usually about 24, 25 from the fifth and sixth grade.
Okay. So. Great. That's a good program.
I would like to let you know our workers are Amy Inger and Stan Olson. And then
You got Stan involved in it.
Yes.
He got his fingers in all kinds of
stuff. Yes, he does. And we got Kathy, of course, and then Aggie Nelson, and then myself.
Okay.
And we do this every Thursday morning at 8:15, and
it's Aggie Erdman.
I said Nelson. I'm sorry. That's
Aggie Erdman.
I'm sorry. Yes, that's my heir.
All right. And why don't you give your, if they do want to call you or something with questions, are you willing to give out your phone numbers?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yep. Mine is 320-226-0177.
Okay.
Mine's 598-7919.
Yeah, I think we've been giving out yours on the radio for
quite a while.
Variety of things for quite a while. So it's
and I have answering services if I'm not there.
No secret where you are. But of course, you're also, are you both involved with the food shelf too?
Yes.
I thought so.
I retired and Kathy took
and
over
I
for
took
me.
Over,
okay,
so.
Why don't we put in a little plug for that as long as we're talking about food? How's that doing down there? Could you use some donations?
Oh, we have to thank the community. They have been so supportive. We are not doing the March campaign because if we have adequate fund. We would rather they would give it to the backpack or fly program.
Yeah, the people have just been extremely generous to the food shelf, and we don't know how to thank everybody. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and during the COVID situation, I understand there's really been and a lot of activity in the food shelves too that we didn't see prior to that. Has that been the case around here too? Or
well, it seems like sometimes it's kind of low, but I think that's when everybody gets those checks.
Right.
Then we don't have as many people, but when those checks kind of wear off, then they come back. But we have certain people that come all the time.
Right.
You know, so we have the ones and.
Yep. So. Another great service. So appreciate what you do and the time you put into it.
Yeah. And with the food shelf also, just so it gets on the air, we haven't been letting anybody in.
I was going to ask about that.
And we have decided we're going to keep it that way.
Okay.
So even when the COVID's gone, We still are going to want the people to call in and place their orders, and we will bag it up and put it on a table outside. It's mostly mainly because there's no room in this food shelf for all these people to come in like they were before.
Right.
I mean, there'd be 20 people sitting in this little space before. So we're going to continue with it that
way. You open on Thursdays still?
Yep, yes. Thursdays from 2 to 5.
Okay, and what's the number they should call for that one?
598-7803.
Okay, very good. All right, well, again, appreciate what you do and the fly program and the food shelf, and thanks for coming in. If anybody feels generous, wants to donate a little cash for that fly program, we certainly encourage them to do so.
Yep. And we want to thank everybody that does donate and stuff ahead of time. Thank you very much.
Greatly appreciated.
Yeah. And again, you can drop those donations off with Karen Moan over at United Prairie.
Great Bank.
That's right.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Joanne, Kathy, appreciate you coming in, and you have a great day.
Okay. You too, Maynard. Thank you.
Thanks.